We are to item 14.
They're in the room. Either officer, we have two officers today.
All right. David A. Turner. So, Morris, did I swear you in earlier?
No.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Thank you. Please state your name.
Michael Morris. I'm the district, Southern District Officer for the Virginia Marine Resources Commission.
And you're handling David A. Turner. Is Mr. Turner here?
He's in the hall, I believe.
Well, how about Dean Allen Neininger? Is he here? All right, Mike, are you handling that one?
No.
All right. All right, well, let's go to Mr. Neininger, and then we'll come back to Mr. Turner in the interest of time. I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
Please state your name.
Officer Brad Ramsey, Northern Area. Here today to provide information in regards to strike bass violations concerning Mr. Dean Neininger. There are three violations in question that occurred within a 12-month period. The first violation is going to be March 21st, 2012, failure to tag one strike bass. The next two violations are both March 18th, 2013. One is for illegal possession of 25 striped bass. The other is for illegal use of 25 striped bass tags. All three violations occurred in Northumberland County. Northumberland County is also where all three cases were adjudicated in either General District Court or Circuit Court. At this point, I'm available to answer any questions the Commission may have about the violations.
Did Mr. Neininger appear in court on all of these?
No, sir. One was prepaid. The other two, which are March 18th, 2013, violation date, he did appear in General District Court and then appealed to Circuit Court, Northumberland County.
And it was upheld in Circuit Court?
Yes.
All right. Mr. Neininger? Swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. What do you want to say to us about this?
On the first one where it was just the one case, I pleaded guilty to that. We had probably 100 fish in the boat at the time. We have a 24-foot Carolina skiff. We tagged the fish in. We missed one tag of fish. When we take the fish out of the boat, we put them into a truck. And if we see anything wrong, we tag the fish at that time. But we actually did miss one fish on that occasion. On the second, the March 18th, you don't mind, I'll tell that story if you don't mind.
Sure.
I was coming out of Smith Point, and if you go right, it's into Virginia waters. If you go left, it's into Potomac. It was a snowy, windy morning with poor visibility. We actually took the GPS with us to find the net that was in the Potomac River. We fished the net and tagged 25 fish, and then we proceeded to the Virginia net and tagged fish in Virginia. When we returned to the dock, the officers were waiting and claimed I didn't fish the Potomac net. I told him I did. He said he was watching me and didn't see me fish the net, which is 1,000 feet off the shore on this particular morning, which is a northeast wind. It was a nasty morning. I questioned how he could see me with the weather conditions, and he said he'd been there since 7 o'clock that morning. We proceeded to court, and I actually pleaded not guilty, but with reasonable amount of evidence. I think that's how they state that. I wanted to go to the jury trial, but I couldn't afford it. I had a lawyer for the first court case, and not that you're interested in the money part of it, but it was $4,300 for the lawyer, $500 for the 25 fish taken, $1,000 for the court fines, and when I went in front of the DRFC commission, they took 50 tags from me, which is pretty much about $1,000 more. So far, total, I've had $6,800 in penalty. I'm 46 years old. I've been working on the water since I was 10. Other than these two infractions, I've never been in any trouble in the water whatsoever. And again, all the fish were tagged. I wasn't trying to get away with anything. It was just a case of the officer said that I tagged them in the Potomac, and they were actually tagged. He said they were tagged in Virginia, and they were actually tagged in the Potomac. Thank you for your time.
Any questions, Mr. Nittinger? Any questions of Officer Mr. Tanker?
So let me be clear. The gist of your argument is the fact that there's no way that the officer could see you fish those nets in the Potomac.
Yes, sir. When you come out to the point of the buoy right in the front there, you could barely see that.
Right.
I had to get my GPS to actually find the Potomac nets up more.
Right.
Again, it was a northeast wind with white capping. It was a snowy morning. They actually had closed pools that morning. So we had trouble finding the net itself. I find it hard that, you know, he could see me out there. But he said he did, and, you know, I don't want to say that he...
Further question?
Did you have any crew with you, and would they say the same in testimony?
Yes.
And did they say so in the court room testimony?
They didn't come to court. They were working that day, but when they were questioned at the time of the thing, they said that we went to the Virginia Net. I mean, Potomac now, I'm sorry.
Right.
Any other questions? Mr. Grist, does staff have a recommendation?
Officer has that recommendation.
Officer, all right. Officer Ramsey, you have a staff recommendation?
I do believe the staff recommendation was 1 year probation.
1 year probation.
Yes, sir.
All right. Any other questions? What's the pleasure of the committee?
Can I ask you, officer, what was your... what did you see of visibility, and was it in any way difficult to see the net that he's fished or claiming to fish?
The day before I made the charges, there are two nets in that location. His was the most offshore net. There was another net inshore of him. The net that was inshore of him, I also inspected that net the day before on the vessel, and I hung a PRFC notice to remove tag on that net. The net obviously had not been worked in a very long time. Hung a tag, a PRFC notice to remove net on that stand location. And I picked out my location that I wanted to get to on the shoreline from that net. I then proceeded by vehicle to the location that I had picked out on the shoreline, was able to see the net that I hung the notice to remove net from, could see my tag hanging from that net, and could see his offshore and onshore gillnet marker on his PRFC net just offshore of that net. There were no other gillnets anywhere in that vicinity. Those were the only two gillnets in that vicinity at all times. I could see both nets. I could see the number three navigation buoy in the river that morning, which was several thousand yards offshore.
Any other questions? What's the pleasure of the commission?
I move for staff recommendation.
Second.
Tanker, there's a motion for 1 year probation, staff recommendation, seconded by Mr. Erskine. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. 1 year probation. They don't want to see you back here. All right. Mr. Turner returned. Mm-hmm.
I'm here today on the individual David A. Turner, VMRC number 1747 of Hampton, Virginia. On 8/10 of 2013 in Newport News, Mr. Turner was charged with four violations of our regulations. He was served summonses for no layering of ice or refrigeration on his oysters, no shading on the vessel, no shellfish tags on the vessel, and no oyster aquaculture permit. All of these violations occurred in the James River adjacent to the city of Newport News, and the disposition was in Newport News General District Court. He was brought to court on, he was first taken to court on August 22nd of this year. It was continued to September 5th. Mr. Turner was not present in court to answer those charges. He was tried in his absence, and he was adjudicated fines on all four of the violations. Three of those four violations are dealing with the health department and the health codes. So this was one of the reasons I suspect that it was brought up before the commission at this time.
Is there a staff recommendation on this?
I have a staff recommendation, yes, sir. I'll have to read it because I did not see it before this. In accordance with 28.2-232, the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the commission revoke all of David A. Turner's licenses to take or catch fish, shellfish, or marine organisms for a period of 1 year for being convicted of having no layering of ice, mechanical refrigeration, no shading when boarded in Deep Creek Marina in Newport News. Mr. Turner was also convicted of not having oyster aquaculture permit or for possessing no shellfish tags at that time during the inspection. Following the one-year revocation, staff further recommends that Mr. Turner be placed on probation for a period of 1 year. Any failure on his part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the Marine Resources Commission during the 1 year probation would result in Mr. Turner appearing before the commission for a hearing for a license revocation. And this is all in accordance with the guidelines set forth by law enforcement subcommittee sanction report adopted August 27th of 2013.
Any questions, Officer Morris?
What was the disposition of Mr. Turner when you informed him he was in violation of state laws?
I was not present at that point. Two officers that I had been working with were there. Our officer Cecil Whitehurst and Mike Stallings, officer who has retired since then. I was kind of running supervising the inspection and directed them as to what they needed to look for at that time. Mr. Turner was, he was concerned and upset that we seemed to be picking on him a little bit, but he is a commercial waterman, has been doing it for some time, and he does know what the health department requirements are for a certified boat, even though his boat has not been certified for, I believe, the last 5 years.
All right. Any other questions?
What permits does he have? Prior to this, he was convicted of failing to register as commercial waterman, failed to provide something else, no hands crate permit, and two of these were for no permits on the current thing. We've got a series of convictions of no permits. So what actually are we taking away?
Do we have a license? Well, we'll have him respond to what licenses he has. All right. Thank you. Mr. Turner?
Cranmer.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
Can you respond to Dr. Neal's question of what licenses do you hold?
The Oyster.
That's it. The Waterman's card and an Oyster dredge license. What kind of Oyster license? Shaft home?
Yes.
Shaft home. You want to say anything on your behalf?
Yeah, I don't want you to take my license for a year.
You understand the violations?
Yeah.
Have to do with human health.
Yep.
That's about as serious a violation as we deal with here in this agency. So what possessed you to not bother icing your product, no shading? We just thought you could get away with it for the day, or?
No, I told my health department if you're done by a certain time in the morning, we have to give them what I take.
What time were you done that morning?
About 8:30. I can't remember all the way back. I've had a lot of things going on.
Any questions for me?
All the times I've been paid, all the horses I've been shoveled every day.
Well, you know, paying fines and shoveling oysters doesn't always keep people from getting sick when you're not treating the oysters properly. What's the pleasure of the commission? Mr. Turner.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Is it correct here, Mr. Turner, that you were noticed without ice at 9 o'clock?
I might have ran a little late that morning. I know one time this officer came to my boat, but I had time to get where I was going. And he just got there and took the off in like he had all day, and I had everything on it. But I had my awning, I had my ice on, and I had everything.
That day you had awning?
I don't even remember.
Well,
you
were cited and found guilty of not providing shading.
That's because I was in court. The first time I didn't.
Mr. Erskine.
Mr. Turner, I noticed that this was a violation in the middle of August, maybe the end of August. And as the Mr. Commissioner talked about, some of these violations have to do with public health. And do you know why it's important to have refrigeration or icing and shading, and you know why the industry is required to do that? We have problems, you know, with people that don't properly ice and shade things, and the reason we do that, especially during August, is because of the potential for some of these illnesses. And this is actually something that the health department has worked very hard with the industry to implement. Correct. So it's... And you know that you're supposed to ice or properly refrigerate at all times.
I was told, you know, if I call early and I can get over there by the right time, just...
And shading? That's all times.
Shading and all that, I don't keep up with all these new regulations. I don't get mail.
That's the problem. That's the problem. You don't care enough to keep up with them, apparently. What's the pleasure of the commission? Mr. Tankett.
You know, we've had shell fish grounds closed down in my neck of the woods because the health department saw fit to it because of just a small chance that they've had people hurt from oysters with Vibrio. And, he's an endangerment to the industry and to people who play the game right. And I don't think we can afford to keep people like that out there for the rest of the people who are working the water. So I think the staff recommendation has a spot on. 1 year revocation is what I would submit or move.
There's a motion to revoke licenses for 1 year.
1 year.
One-year probation.
1 year probation.
Seconded by Mr. Beck. Any comments on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.